Blog Talk Radio.
Checking in, tuning in one more time. Like all the time, it's Monday. Network Monday is OG Radio, man. Appreciate all y'all tuning in, kicking it with your boy, man. We is going to have a great show, great time, great of everything. So, I already know, man, everybody's talking about Valentine's Day. And, yes, I do got top of Valentine's Day. Don't even worry about it. Got y'all covered, bro. Don't even worry about it, fellas. I got y'all covered. Ladies, I got y'all covered. So, just tune in to this show. And I will clear everything up about your Valentine's Day and anything else like that. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, fellas, I'm breaking it down everything that's going to tell you everything you need to know without that person saying anything to you on Valentine's Day tomorrow. Honestly, I don't know if this is a real holiday because it's now the calendar. It's on calendars now, but it's not in the history book. Like, for real, I just know. I mean, right now, you know, everybody doing the Valentine's Day thing and all that stuff. That's good. That's what's up. But, unfortunately, like me, I have to get my work on. So, I will be at work slaving it. But it's good, though. You know, got to do what I got to do. Put the money in, do all that. And that's good work. So, I'm proud of myself for doing that, man. I always... And I'm doing all the my business because the weekend coming up, man. You know, I got time to do what I do on the weekend. Honestly, like I said, I got a lot of great artists on the show tonight, man. A couple artists need to be shouted out tonight, man. Because I have to shout them out just to let them know that they are a couple songs away, votes away from getting on the countdown. Like, shout out to my boy Sinatra and my boy Mike D. Shout out to the whole Game Set team. Send me a new joint. The new joint. It's called Give It To Me Now. Heard on Power 92. Or whatever like that, man. But this song has honestly been one of the top songs that's been asked, requested, texted to me. Twitter, Facebook. So all you people that follow my man Sinatra, at Sinatra, definitely keep voting for this song, man. It will be on the countdown Friday. Shout out to my girl Candace, definitely for the music and all other stuff. Didn't get an interview, but it's all good though. Still gonna support her. Still, man, I do appreciate it for hitting me with the message, man. You know, she appreciated me, you know, doing what I do, man, and putting her song out there and playing her music. But I feel like it's the way around, man. I appreciate her for trusting me and trusting me with her music and everything like that. So without further ado, man, I'm going back and doing what I do, man. You know, getting to this music, having fun doing what we do, and, you know, just doing what we love to do. Before I go any farther, man, like I said, everybody already know. If y'all didn't watch the Grammys, I didn't, because I was doing other things. I didn't even know what time it came on. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. But over the weekend, we lost one of the best singers of all. One of the best singers, period. Because anytime you can sing the national anthem and people go buy it and they sell over a million copies, you got vocals. You got skills. But before I even get into music, man, I want to say a special rest in peace to Whitney Houston, man, one of the greatest singers to ever grace a stage, hold a microphone, and let the vocal cords do what it do, man. Definitely had a heaven angel voice, and it's just sad that, you know, her life came to an end the way it did. And like I said, my prayers are with her whole family, with her daughter. Her daughter did go to the hospital, too. I guess it was because of the trauma or, you know, the trauma of, you know, hearing about her mother passing away. So hopefully everybody in her family just stay strong and stay together, because that's the one thing that you're going to need at a time like this, for everybody just to stay together and stay strong, man. And prayers going out to her family, her loved ones, everybody that, you know, cared about it, that, you know, loved her music. Because looking on a lot of social networks, man, like I said, rest in peace, Don Cornelius, too, passed away. Honestly, get to, man, really is something I want to tell everybody, man. Not just these celebrities, man, but a lot of people that's starting to get, you know, ain't even got to be, like, no celebrities and nothing like that, but honestly, these celebrities do need no people. It's too many yes people around these celebrities to where y'all don't care what they do, long as y'all, you know, y'all around them and y'all in the entourage. You figure, let them do what they want to do, and, you know, I'm going to still be around when the money hit. Now, in a lot of these people cases, or artist cases, or celebrity cases, there's a lot of times where they're not actually, like, dying, but, I mean, they actually do need help, and it's like people standing around them, you know, not really helping. They just there. You know, even though they say something, they just there. Like my man Kevin Hart said on one of the BET Awards he hosted, he said all artists should get no people. Now, everybody laughed and everybody joked, but he right. A lot of these celebrities, these artists, and all these celebrities, period, you know what I'm saying, need a no person before you, like, what they wear, what they do, what type of, you know what I'm saying, what goes on in their daily, man. It's like, you know, they should get no people, like, people, somebody that's going to step in and that's thinking more about just the money and the celebrity and the money, or, oh, they going to keep me out the, you know, the circle if I say something. It's like, man, it's about these people's lives, man. You have to be the one person that's going to stand up and say, you know what? No, that's not right. No, don't do that. You know what? Stop that. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know how far I could go. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at some of the, like, it's not even like celebrities commit suicide or dying from overdose or whatever happens. It's everyday people, man. Everyday people that you know what I'm saying, you look up to are people that's a little bit better off than you are. And you figure in their good graces, they, you know, they're always going to be there for you. And now you figure, you know what I'm saying, when they're gone, you want to mourn and grieve. And I always had that, I wish I would have, I should have. Don't have those threats. I mean, don't have those regrets on your mind, man. Just, you know, keep your, you know what I'm saying, spirits up. And be that one person that's going to tell that person or that celebrity or whoever you're around that's, you know, kind of better off than you are financially or even a celebrity, man. If you know somebody that's a celebrity and you know they're doing something that's hurting themselves or their families, their loved ones, be that one person, man. That's all I'm saying to y'all, man. You know, your boy, I always got to drop some type of knowledge on y'all, man, and do what I do, man. And like I said, I appreciate everyone who tuned in to me, man. But really take what I'm saying to heart, man, with that, man. So like I said, if you see somebody that's doing something that you know ain't right, or you know that's going to affect them in the long run or hurt them or hurt their family, man, be that one person, man. Don't be the follower, man, with the rest of the people and saying, yeah, go ahead, man, you know. Be that one person that's going to stand up to them because, man, that's – because if you think about it, man, being addicted to something is the hardest thing to get rid of, like addicted to cigarettes and whatever else, man. That's just what it is, all right? So, you know, I'm just like giving y'all a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, food for thought, man. Something for y'all people to think about, man, you know what I'm saying? And every day somebody come on here and tell you to think about something. So without further ado, man, I'm going to go ahead and get into some more music, man, get into this joint. This is Cell Spitfire, Monster Inside of Me. So check this track out, man. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy, Mr. AK. OG Radio, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Every day I wake up, man, you know what I say? Like, there's a monster inside me. Into the mirror, thinking of my past, make the situation clear. How I'm only imitated, but never duplicated. Trying to get you upgrade, cause your swag outdated. Growing up without your parents, and your mind faded. And you look up to a circle of people who never made it. That's why I went my own route. Went to school so I could get my own clout. Now I'm the only captain in the boathouse. Working on it, doing, watching it transforming. Just a skinny nigga with some dirty ass urine, but I'm so clean cut. In presidential attire, you couldn't find a match by striking me on fire. Give me any rap, nigga, I'm setting them on fire. Bring your girl with you, I'm setting them on fire. Not only me, dog, but all of my niggas monsters. How could you hate us when we Annapolis monsters? Wanna see me cry? Wanna see me lose? Wanna see me die? But I won't go nowhere. Never see me down, then see me fly. I feel like
there's a monster inside.
Any rapper who threatened in my career, cause I'm never overwhelmed by none of this shit I hear. So I'm sitting back chilling with my feet up in the chair. Never peer pressure, I apply pressure to my peers. All the shit I've been through make it hard to shed tears. So I walk with a chip on my shoulder cause I'm a soldier. I swear to God, man, I'm trying to keep my composure. It's the untangibles that turn me to a Hannibal, a road warrior to put the hawk to you animals. The Loch Ness Monster, king like Arthur. Master when I get on them cuts, I'm no barber. Smoking swamp thing, that's that sticky green monster. Flow so sick, I think it's making me nauseous. The way I ride this track, man, the words so flawless. All we do is win, we ain't taking no loss. Wanna see me cry, wanna see me lose, wanna see me die, but I won't go nowhere. Never see me down, then see me fly. I feel like
there's a monster inside.
Wanna see me cry, wanna see me lose, wanna see me die, but I won't go nowhere.
see me fly, I feel like there's a monster inside.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Sometimes that inner demon just gotta come out, man. I swear to God, I just be praying that it don't come out sometimes, man. Sometimes you gotta think twice, sometimes you just react. But it's better to just sit back and watch it like a chess move, man. Observe your pieces, man. I feel like there's a monster inside me.
Nut on deck, what's up soon to follow, nothing personal, what's just beer, so pop bottle. Hunts, Trillers got it poppin'. The soap's riding with us, now the city's on lockin'. Key, tell me who fucking with we. EMP, I to the R. Mixed with that street shit.
Yeah. that's my money band. Carry so much bass, you would have thought I had a marching band. I don't need no referees, I don't need no mascots. I came to get it poppin', keep it jumpin', this is my block. Yeah, this that bang music, make them go insane music. They get me on the radio, now they there cause they ain't do it. She gon' get it done, go get her, go get it too.
I kill it when the beat drops. Get it, got the street locked. I got them jumping up and down like they fucking feet hot. Juices on the track, we go. Flow cold, Eskimo. X bless me with the track. Now get up, about to blow.
We got the hood. We got the block. The radio. They won't stop. Going up and down. Cause this shit high, got them.
Jumpin',
we got the hood. We got the block. The radio. They won't stop. Going up and down. Cause this shit high, got them.
My boy Juice Beats with Les Minaj featuring Isha G. Shout out to my man Juice Beast and everybody over there. It's old camp, man. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. I see you out there, man. Keep working. Normally, I will be talking about something about Valentine's Day, like bad gifts, or, you know, saying what's the worst gift you ever got, or does your gift, the gift that you give on Valentine's Day, does that solidify how much, you know, that person loves you, how much they care about you, depending on how much the price is? You know what I'm saying? I think that's, you know, those are some of the topics I was going to get into. But honestly, man, I mean, the Valentine's Day thing, it is what it is, man. And that's kind of the small, short term of it all. You know, does the amount he spend on you, is that the amount how much that he really likes you, how much he loves you? But really, I mean, this is the PSA I'm giving out to everybody. If you don't know your, if you're in a limbo or you don't know your status or you don't know, you know what I'm saying, you know, where you stand with this person or how they feel about you, don't worry about it. Wait, you know, and you see what type of message or what type of gift, or if you go out and kick it, or if you're going out and kick it, or just see what happens to you. You should know what type of, you know, what your status is with that person, or how much they care about you, what they feel about you, because what they get you or whatever they say to you will let you know what type of, you know, where you stand with that person. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people are like, no, no, it's not the truth. Yeah, yes, it is. It is the truth. So don't get mad at it. I'm just letting y'all know what it is. And honestly, man, what I am going to talk about today is, I said it earlier in my show, man, still tripping over the death of Whitney Houston, man. Like I said, it was so, like, out of the blue, man. You would never think something like that after you see, you know what I'm saying, all the stuff that was going on and everything like that. My thing is, I'm asking people is that if you're around, like, somebody that's, like, celebrity or anything like that, it's like, and you see them, you know, doing drugs or doing something, doing something out of character, harming their body, man, would you be the type of person that would stop them? Or would you be the type of person to just let it keep happening? You know, like, honestly, man, it's like, it's a lot of yes people out here. Anybody ever seen that movie, Yes Man, with Jim Carrey in it? Where he just said yes to everything, anything, and it wasn't about him saying yes to everything. But at the same time, man, you really have to think, like, man, you just don't, you know, you just don't, you know what I'm saying, say yes to everything somebody do. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that you see going on and you just, you know, sweep it underneath the rug because why they're a celebrity? Why you let it rag? Why? Because you like, man, you know what? It's cool. I'm just going, you know, as long as we having fun, we partying, that's what's up. But when something bad happened, you know, like, you know, how certain people die, you knew their lifestyle, like Rick James' lifestyle, or, you know, like some of these people that you know lifestyle is not right, and you continue to let them do that, it's kind of crazy. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I believe that some people should step in and say something, or at least point them in the right direction to help, man. It's like, okay, yeah, they the celebrity, the superstar, and I guess whatever gives them an edge. Like, man, honestly, when you have talent, you don't need nothing to take the edge off. What you are doing is just suppressing your problems and your feelings, to where you feel like you need this to, you know, function, and you don't. And I do feel like there's a lot of people out here that just say yes to all these celebrities, just let them do what they want to, man. And I feel like that's going to be a real problem. There's going to be a lot of more people lost for those type of reasons, you know, or those type of fakes wearing and tearing on somebody's life. So I honestly believe that people need to start stepping in and saying something to these people, not because I said something, because you're their friend, you want to see them live, just like they want to see you, no harm come to you. So I'll just let somebody abuse their body or whatever like that and just let them go on about what they do instead of stepping in and saying something to them. But honestly, that's what it is, man. We can't let that keep happening. Because at the end of the day, it's really messing people up. It really is. Some people really don't care. Man, we back. Yeah, a little technical difficulty. Don't even worry about that. Like I was saying, y'all know what I do. Honestly, I was going to talk about subjects like, does the amount of money he spend on you, is the amount that you think he really care about you, or the size of the gift, is the size how much he really cares about you? Because if the gift is like small as heck, does that mean that he really don't like you like that? Or, you know, like, y'all ain't really that, you know what I'm saying, close, or, you know, the relationship ain't that strong because the gift little, that means something wrong, then he don't really like you like that. I mean, I don't know, man, y'all tell me something, man, I don't know these things. I mean, that, this is why I do my segment. This is why people call me and debate about stuff, so we can get these issues out of the way. Because people took a little, the heat of my Facebook messages, I am tripping on this because one of my statuses said it was like bad Valentine's Day gift equals argument divided by more fighting minus a good ass night equals you back in the club starting all the way over looking for somebody that you can build with. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe it is, maybe it ain't. Or, you know, is Valentine's Day a holiday or something that's made up? One of my guys was talking about this, like, you know, is it a real holiday? I mean, maybe it is, maybe it ain't, because it ain't in the history books. You know, I have never been in class and read about a man in drawers flying around shooting people in the ass with arrow. I mean, I'm just saying, if that's true, then hey, maybe it is, maybe it ain't. I don't know. Y'all tell me something. I mean, I don't understand it. Some people understand it. I mean, I can go on and on about these topics or whatever like that. But I mean, it's so much other than what's going on Valentine's Day. And if you don't know, like, how this person really feels about you or where you stand with somebody, just look at the type of gift of what they say to you on Valentine's Day. I should totally give you your answer without them saying too much. But I think some people just take Valentine's Day a little bit too seriously. Some people really take it like far off the ledge crazy. Some people just, you know, cool with it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I mean, it's too much to be put into all this Valentine's Day. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, really ain't that serious to me. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. So with
it? And I don't know, Whitney Houston must do some crack.
No. Anyway, all right, look. I was going to talk about all them other things, but the real thing situation I'm really about to talk about is like the untimely death of some of these people that, you know what I'm saying, we, you know what I'm saying, looked up to, idolized, or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? This ain't just talking about the Whitney Houston case. We're talking about the Don Cornelius suicide and some of the other people that, you know, died are just odd ways, you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of crazy how they, you know what I'm saying, left us. But my thing is this. It's like, there's a whole bunch of yes people around you telling you all everything you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? When you're a celebrity, when you like, everybody want to be around you. And everybody going to say yes to anything and everything you're doing. Why? Because they don't want to be left out the money. So with that being said, man, it's like everybody laugh at every time I say this, but this is like one of the real statements I've ever heard. Man, Kevin Hart said on BET Awards, celebrities need no people. And honestly, I feel that to 100% because it's too many yes people around. I don't really respect somebody that person live and better themselves. If somebody just standing around there just happy that they in the crowd and they partying and let somebody destroy themselves. So I mean, that's basically what I'm kind of, you know, putting out there is really, you know what I'm saying, if you see, it ain't even got to be a celebrity. You just see somebody you really care about or something like that and hurting themselves. You got to say something, man. Don't be one of the people that just going to stand in the background and let it happen. And they be the first one crying in the morning when they leave or something bad happened to them. Or, you know what I'm saying? They in the hospital and whatever else going on. And you want to be the first person, you know, hurt and sad. It's like, no, you can prevent this stuff. So why don't, you know what I'm saying, be that person. Instead of being that follower, be that one person. Be like, man, you know what? You need help, you need to go do this, you need to go do that, or, you know, we're just going to try to help you any way we can instead of just sitting back and like, oh, man, you shouldn't do that, man, that's crazy. And he tripping or she tripping. It's like, nah, man, do something, man. Like, that's exactly how I feel about it.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's funny how America wants to ridicule us. Our young black males will smoke weed. I don't smoke weed. You probably don't. But they do. And I haven't heard no one in America, no one in the world, matter of fact, that has died from a marijuana habit. But supposedly, all these stars, Michael Jackson, Heath Ledger, Amy Winehouse, Whitney Houston, they died from overdose. Stuff that's prescribed through a doctor and you get a pharmacy and it's supposed to be legal drugs to help you with an illness or a sickness, and it's killing people. Like, come on, we have to rethink that and consider what really should be illegal drugs and what, and the stipulation should be put upon these pharmaceutical companies, all these doctors and all this that's prescribing this prescription to people, because it's killing people. Not only Whitney Houston and all celebrities, but it's killing everyday people, these drugs. The cocaine samples, all this stuff. This is real.
I feel you, I feel you. And I like honestly think that somebody, anybody, like I said, everybody needs a know person. It's somebody out there that's still putting this drug out there and letting people get it. So what they're telling us is, okay, we're overpopulated. Let's try to get rid of some of us. I mean, you have to think logic and all like that, because there's no way in the world that this drug is, whatever they prescribing to you, they're supposed to be healthy for you. They're supposed to be helping you. It's hurting and killing people, but y'all still letting this product back out on the street. Y'all still letting people sell it. We got to get this out the streets. No, these is basically free drugs. You paying for them, and they're legal. You can't get in trouble for having this. And it's destroying their people, and then they take forever with the forensics and the, and also the autopsy and say it ain't that. It might be that, and they just be trying to cover it up. And it's like that's getting a little bit out of hand, so people just don't care. I mean, I don't know, man. Like I said, it's so much that could be tied into that you don't know what's going on, really. But honestly, my whole thing is still really is like, man, no matter who you are and where you at, man, even if it's a prescription drug, and you know it's hurting you, and you know it's hurting that person. If you don't say nothing, you just as worse off as the person that gave it to them. If you know this thing is destroying that person, you can't blame it on America. You can't blame it on racism. You can't blame it on nothing else. If you sit here watching somebody destroy themselves, you can't do it but looking in the mirror and blaming yourself. Like, you know what? I didn't help, so I'm part of the problem. And with you being part of the problem, you don't help that person. Then at the end of the day, when they pass or they really injured or hurt, and you look at it and it's always like, oh man, I can't believe this happened, that happened. And it's like, oh man, they gone or whatever happens. And then you feel bad. It's like, man, at the same time, you have to take responsibility and be that one person that's going to save them. And not just that one person that's like, oh, well, long as we party and I'm cool. Nah, man, forget that. Say something.
Well,
that's all I'm saying. I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, but it's just my opinion.
So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Michael Jackson die?
I have another clue.
Mm.
We don't know. I mean, like I said, it's too much stuff to read into it or whatever like that. Like I said, I don't know the true answer or what caused it, but I mean, whatever he was doing and, you know, whatever prescription drug he was taking.
Mm.
You know, like I said, suppose they say messed him up, and it's like, okay, is that the truth? Or, like I said, I don't really know what it is or how it happened. But, I mean, like it was very patched up to me, but still, at the same time, if it's something that he was taking that took him away from us or away from his family, same thing, rules apply, man. It's like, if it wasn't no one taking his life, or he was just like, you know, just fell ill to some type of disease or whatever like that, and he passed, and it's something that he's doing to himself and he taking it willingly, he knows he's taking it, or that person taking it, and no one stops them, no one says nothing, then it's like, man, you got to think about it, man. If you're going to continue to let the person hurt themselves, it's like, okay, why are you here?
But people die all the time.
As I said, people do die all the time. You just don't know from what. So it's like for you to be like, man, that's wrong or whatever, you never know where it could have been.
But I know why Michael Jackson died. How come you don't know?
I followed it, but I didn't.
Did you follow the truth?
Mm. Nah, I didn't go that deep. See, you probably did because, you know, you kind of like this stuff.
Should have went deep.
Guess I should have, huh?
Yeah, you should have. Really went deep, boy. You would have figured out why Michael Jackson really got killed.
I guess. No, I don't, you know, say what is or what ain't. But I ask you a question.
What's up?
Off this whole drug stuff situation, because you know Valentine's Day is like tomorrow. Is Valentine's Day a real holiday, or is it like a real made-up holiday? Like, you know, like all these holidays, like Cashmere Pulaski Day.
I think
it's like rent, like Balls Day. Like, that's how you go on like Walmart or Hallmark stores, and you see all them cards. Then they always got the data. What day it is or what holiday coming up, and you see the one to say Balls Day or some day or Grandparents Day or, you know, stuff like that. Like, okay, is Hallmark making up these, like, events and days, or are these real, like, holidays, like Easter and Christmas?
I think my philosophy from what I've studied is that a lot of holidays, that the American tradition is fake to begin with, meaning Christmas, Independence Day, all this shit is not real. I'm not saying that Christ wasn't born. He was born, but I don't think that we know exactly what day he was born. Because with Christmas, we got to buy gifts and all this shit. Why do we got to buy gifts if we're celebrating the birthday of our Savior? And then it's pagan as far as Independence Day, because the Independence Day was the grounds, and it was started on the foundation of the Illuminati, the forefathers of that society. That's how Independence Day got started. They got rid of the old government. That's why they say we had a black president before Barack Obama, but that's before they destroyed the old constitution of the people beforehand, and they started their own game and they took over. So, I mean, I look at a lot of holidays, Valentine's Day, all this shit, Pulaski, Columbus Day. Columbus just discovered America. Some guy named America discovered America, because that's why it's called America. So a lot of this shit is pagan, in my opinion. But it's the holidays that we choose to celebrate because it's a traditional lifestyle of the American culture. So we just celebrate a pagan holiday, I guess.
And if you think about Independence Day, how they called it out there. No, I mean, this still was like slavery going on, other stuff going on. So how come
what? What'd you say?
I said, we said something about like being Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still slavery going on at that time. They were talking about we were free. We really wasn't. Everybody wasn't. It was just one race was, if you want to get deep into that. But I'm just saying, I mean, because people really take Valentine's seriously, and I really don't. And they're always talking about why don't you? It's like, come on, man, we grown as heck. If you really care about somebody that way, why you got to wait for one day to do it? You know what I'm saying? Or why, like I said, like on Christmas, why do everybody try to be all nice and try to, you know, think about others? Why don't you do that on a daily basis instead of waiting on a holiday? That shows how selfish you are. Like, you will wait on the holiday to, you know, do the right thing and be nice to people. Or like on Valentine's Day, tell somebody how you really feel about them. Why don't you just go ahead and just say it? A regular, or just come out and tell somebody how you feel. Waiting on a holiday to tell somebody that, like, what you waiting on a holiday? Let me know how selfish you really are, because you really won't tell. You really feel that way. You might just say it because it's Valentine's Day, or you know what I'm saying? You might be nice and be giving back to people because it's Christmas. Oh man, it's Christmas. Yeah, you know. But nah, man, that's an everyday thing. That's not just doing something because of the holiday. Like, no, that's an everyday thing. It's not it's because it says that you got to do it. No, you waiting on somebody else. Like, you should do that all the time instead of waiting on holidays and you know, like, I feel like really Valentine's Day to me, because you really felt somebody at least show it, or okay, call dropped. It's all right though. But like I said, I will get back to this discussion. Right now, I'm gonna get to some music, and this music right here has been highly requested on my show. And like I said, shout out to my boy Sinatra, my man Mike D. This track right here is called "Give It to Me Now." Since I got it on my show, everybody been requesting, everybody been asking for it. So without further ado, here's what y'all been requesting, y'all been asking for it. Just featuring Mike D, "Give It to Me Now." Y'all know what it is. OG Radio, it's your boy Mr. AK. Alright.
Look, I had a couple rounds, and I seen you in the crowd, and I really like your style. So I'm trying to take you down, ain't no time to play around. Why would we go to the crib when you can give it to me now?
Give it to me now. Uh-oh, I'm feeling myself a show. Baby, I don't want to wait no more, so give it to me now. Uh-oh, yeah, baby, you know it's on. I'm off this throne, and I might not make it home, so give it to me now. The way you dancing on me, you might as well
give it to me.
I want that like you took it from me, girl.
Give it to me.
You might not understand. I know this might seem kind of weird, but I've been smoking. I want you now. Sipping on it, I don't care. Yeah.
Break it down.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love the way you working them hills. You're throwing it on me like you want it. Since we living for the moment. Let's go dip off somewhere in here.
Yeah, we should dip off. Tattoo me with your lip gloss. Cause I'm just trying to score. All you gotta do is kick off. But strong got me feeling myself. Rather be feeling you. So let's just get to work and skip the talk. This ain't no interview.
Interview.
We living for the moment, so it seems. But you know it's worth it cause you felt it poking through the jeans. So give it to me now. You know what it is. Cause tomorrow isn't promised. But this orgasm
give
is.
Give it to me now. Uh-oh. I'm feeling myself strong, baby. I don't wanna wait no more, so
give it to me now.
Uh-oh, yeah, baby, you know it's on. I'm off this throne and I might not make it home, so
give it to me now.
The way you dancing on me, you might as well
give it to me.
I want that like you took it from me, girl.
Give it to me.
You might not understand. I know this might seem kinda weird, but I've been smoking. I want you now. Sipping on it, I don't care. Yeah.
Break it down.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love the way you working them hills. You're throwing it on me like you want it. Since we living for the moment, let's go dip off somewhere.
See, my Patron shots are doubled. Now they got me singing double. So I'm thinking three for me, you and your twin. Girl, that's trouble.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love what you done with your hair. But when we finish, that shit gonna be everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. And we can do it everywhere. Bathroom to the dance floor, it's probably better there.
I know I just for one of you here.
I get you a
give
better
to
pair.
Uh-oh, I'm feeling myself strong. Baby, I don't wanna wait no more, so
give it to me now.
Uh-oh, yeah, baby, you know it's on. I'm off this throne and I might not make it home, so
give it to me now.
The way you dancing on me, you might as well
give it to me.
I want that like you took it from me, girl.
Give it to me.
You might not understand. I know this might seem kinda weird, but I've been smoking. I want you now. Sipping on it, I don't care. Yeah.
DNA. Gangsta.
Yeah.
Tonight. Trip.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
She got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit. She got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit. She got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit. She got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit. She walking like a model. 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 Shorty tick.
She walking like a model, she walking like a model, she walking like a model, shorty. Took a couple days for her to find the right fit. Not something she just put on, you can tell that she been planning it. Early shop appointment, yeah. Same night party like everyone that y'all look just like that tonight. Always do it big, yeah, we popping big bottles, yeah. Grown head gone, something like Sleepy Hollow, ay. Keep me looking good, man, I swear that I can model. If you like confidence, then you gon' love how I do. No, I never pick and choose, yeah, I like to pick a few. Double up in just the name, it's the way we make our moves. So you and you, I be calling round 10. Every girl a different round, and I'm going for round 10. You can tell all of your friends any news, good news. Tell them how I put it on you, and she gon' want it too. And trust, I'm coming through. Line it up, then fall. And if you take it all, take it all, take it all.
She got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit. She walking like a model. 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 Shawty thick. She walking like a model. She walking like a model. She walking like a model. Shawty thick. Yeah, fresh as I'm is. I ain't low bow wow, cause I ain't talking about kids. Niggas come around here. And we stayin' fresh. Yeah, my earrings are like tear up like, yeah, Navy Bear. And my shoe closet, a no stopper. Look at me now, my box is piled up like Foot Locker. They call me Young Copper, cause I cop them. Jordan drop on Saturday and Thursday, I got them. Bring big trucks, cause we leave them all empty. Bring big bucks, cause we ran through four cities. Okay. We go shoes, nigga, you can have it. I'm fresh to go to sleep, black robe like Judge Mathis. Time I grab one, little buddy grab two. Never been to ATL, but related to Nunu. Hey, that's how you like me now. Go shake my hand, let's send your girl to wipe me down. When you shop at the lost and found. For them fake mics, I should help you clown. You trying to stun on me, now I gotta chop you down. Because I am the only person going to blame. So just call me a fucking proper noun.
She walking like a model, she walking like a model. She walking like a model, she walking like a model. Shorty thick. She walking like a model, she walking like a model, she walking like a model, shorty thick. And she like the move, hat kinda rude, hats fat cause I seen it from across the room. I know you see your boy Cam in the business suit, shades on, shop any complimented shoes. Home dance cause the nine won't let me move. Yeah, it's true, I'm in the game, no substitute. But you gon' like the dude, just like a status dude. Gon' tell a friend, you can share it on YouTube.
Sending pics to my Gmail, showing me that you want bad little female. Sending more texts with more details. Damn, I ain't driving fast in my detail. Send the text back like I'ma get back. See you after the club so I can hit that. Like a batter on deck next. Make sure you got on heels and leggings. No
she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit. She got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit. She got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit. She got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit.
She walking like a model. 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 Shawty thick. She walking like a model. She walking like a model. She walking like a model. Shawty thick.
Before. So first I entertain them with some economics for thought. I kept it cordial, never indulged in my status. Although she plus I equals supreme mathematics. A sex addict, she confesses with such assurance. Though the pureness make it hard for me to see through it. So I ain't tripped cause I figure it's for the best. And she wanna release some stress so I switched to dialect. Really no words, just verbs like rough sex. Moet, mimosa, stroking and since she's set. Baby, I'm nuts, so nothing is far-fetched. She's 5'4", 130, so I indulge in a couple reps. You know that dip-off, aggressive, so I rip off all of her clothes. Now she on me jumping for the tip-off. Going for dolo, eyes closed off a couple shots. 1738 straight got me hitting the spot. And I won't stop. And baby girl say she normally discreet, but she gotta love Jones for N.E. That what she needs, cause if she say it's me, then I'ma let it be. And I never forget the day that I met her, French Quarter, Louisiana, black Gucci bandana. She told me her name was something I couldn't pronounce. Then she repped the West Coast, but ready to move out. Exchange numbers and it was on from that. Went from text messages to physical contact. We keep her hands to herself. I say she need help, she say she need nothing. So I say to self, how could I not indulge in all righteous when shorty coming out of clothes? Spitting up too slow, then blew a kiss and pose, and tell me I'm the realest rapper that she knows. Glanced at me and a smile had a rich glow. I caught the ambiance, then she licked her lips and spoke. And baby girl say she normally this green, but she got a love song for N.E. And who am I to deny what she needs? Cause if she say it's me, then I'ma let it be.
bar life. Nigga, this side night. Shorty rolling the fifth. They go to fifth. We alright. We do it all night. Into the club closed. Then I dip. Hopping the whip and ripping the snub nose. No, I hug those like a first cousin. Last nigga to dash, but I'm the first busting. First cuffin', the mama bad as hell. Low key, she looking at me. You probably mad as hell, but it's all good. Cause I'm not a hater, but I can get it right now, niggas. I'm not a waiter. Know that. Maybe later I dip, throw in the flash, headed to the tip so I can go in the stash. I laugh, then I get back to it. Sip yak fluid with strippers with that Kit Kat show on you. It's that bro, and beware, cause the bears in here. We on the wall with it, ain't enough chairs in here. Damn, homie, I'm so toe. I don't think I ever wanna drink no more. I don't think I ever wanna smoke no more. Well, fuck it, my nigga, you can roll up one more. Hit the club.
Damn, homie, I'm so tall.
Could do with Big Daddy. I'm in it all night, stay in it all day. And when I'm done, it's gonna be hard for you to walk straight. She got on top of me and rolled me like a roller coaster. Hands on my chest, it's me, she coming all over. Look me in my eyes, you're dealing with a fucking soldier. Turned over, now I got a leg pressed up against my shoulder.
Already said. I could see the way she rubbing on her body and the noise she was making, she was already wet. Cause it don't stop, let the boat rock, hit the stove top, cause I think she said. Put that ass in the skillet, flip it over on both sides. Ooh, I think she ready. For me to start sucking on them titties and licking below the navel, cause I think she worth it. Put my face up in the pussy and start licking the tongue, fucking her like the way I spit these verses. Until she start animating and shaking, and then I come up out of it and be off in the womb. Till it go boom, I come up out of it and tickle the pearl until she eat across the room. They got back up in it to give her some more, and I started to fucking until she was fucking. I'm so full of energy, I got the remedy. Stroke the infinity, hit it so it'll be satisfactory and plus a memory. So when she reminiscing what I did to her when I had them legs shaking, I'ma be bumping mellow the gutter man in the suite on the edge of that bed.
Ooh,
waiting.
Ooh, I think she ready. Ooh, I think she ready. So bring that shit to daddy. Bring that shit to daddy. Bring that shit to daddy. Ooh, I think she ready. Ooh, I think she ready. Ooh, I think she ready. For me to show her what mellow about, I get the stick and then switch positions through the whole house. So meet me in the kitchen and I'll be your cook. I whip it from scratch, I don't even need the book. Treat you like Thanksgiving, won't be on them muffins long. And I ain't done eating that turkey until the stuffing gone. And when she done with the chicken, she like to suck the bone. It's getting hot in here, somebody left the oven on. I like we started a damn fire. Say I ain't the best, use a damn lie. Let's play this game where the winner gotta make you come first, so I can get you and lick you until my tongue hurts.
Seven days of the week. When I think about you, my heart just feels weak. I try to bottle it till my body does peak, but yeah, and still, tears come down my cheek. I think back to the past, cause memory's all I have. Now that I think about it, I chose the wrong path. I should've chose you, so it goes to my boo. Cause like when I cry, the whole world cries too.
Listen to me, skip what your friends have to say. Remember when we used to chill on a rainy day? Now I see you facing each and every raindrop. I pray to God that this rain so I never stops. Now I'm the weatherman, I'm here to rescue you. That was phase one, this is phase two. I'm here to ask you, how the rumors true? Do you think of me the same way I think of you? Trey, night.
Me
Man, I just wonder, some days, do you think of me? Don't it sound like the 50 song? Do you think about me? Sometimes I know you do when you hear me on the radio and MTV and BET. But anyway, fantasizing about the ways I think of you like many nights. Laying there and kissing you, holding you just like every night. Well, I guess some days are gone and I'm so all alone. Now I'm just saying, I got this music all alone. You swear I'm cheating, but I guess I was. I had a microphone with me 24 hours a day, cause I can't help it, see, this is my new life. If you can't roll with it, you might as well juice it out. I put two hands up, I mean I put them down. I ain't from VA, but I chunk them deuces now. If we ain't feeling the same, we might as well walk away. But me, I'm staying here, cause I just think about
know it's when I'm throwing dollars so I much love to my stripper friends. Style told me killer just win, nigga win. On the block, getting money to survive, getting high. I can get it if I try, nigga. This is the life. I'ma make you do a dime from the shop, so I can't lie. Plus I'm fly, I can't lie. Yeah, this is the life. 100 stacks, pockets packed, riding lacks, 20 volts for the real motherfucker. Yeah, this is the life. Red bone, always on, pop patrol, blaze the clip so we can get up in the zone, nigga. This is the life.
Major music, the mixtape.
Bottles up, fitted low. I'm throwing money. She hit the flow. I blow my money at a faster rate. Hey, I jag money. Masturbate. Watch on. I'm shit teen. Skinny jeans. My kicks mean. Can wear skinny jeans. My credit card slim. See anything I want, I black card them. I see him looking while I'm living, I am on it. And life is short, rest in peace to Gary Coleman. I'm versatile, don't question him. You pussies do the same shit, lesbian.
I swear I love my girl, she's a lesbian. She go and get them bad bitches, let me go to bed with them. Please don't act, no, please don't ask, cause no, I am not sharing them. We go around in circles with each other, call us Ferris wheels. I'm in this bitch. Tampon. I'm in this bitch. Like I live here. See, they can't see a nigga. Now watch them shift gear. I'm out of here. You see the dubs? They catching who? I'm speeding up. I'm versatile. Don't question him. You pussies do the same shit. Lesbian. I swear I love my girl. She's a lesbian. She go and get them bad bitches. Let me go to bed with them. And please don't act them. Please don't act them. Girlfriend with us, so oh yeah, we share her. Right. And you know I love the way she rassy era. Hey, I'm versatile. Don't question him. Nah. You pussies do the same shit. Lesbian. I swear I love my girl. She's a lesbian. She go and get them bad bitches. Let me go to bed with them. And please don't ask, no, please don't ask. Cause no, I am not sharing them. We go around in circles with each other. Call us Ferris wheels.
Take over the world if you like to just get it.
can be Bonnie, and I can be your Clyde, and we can take down any mall, any shopping scene. Matter of fact, I can see you rocking it, Darion singing song like Beyonce. See, even just in high heels, Mariah Carey, you like, you can dress just like her if you want. I try, get you everything you want, need, you desire. Mama, you my queen, baby girl, let's ride. Matter of fact, while we looking at everything, girl, you can be my princess if you wanna be. I see your best friends and everybody jealous, and like, can't believe you got that. Yeah, I'm jealous. Hey, it don't matter what you got, what you need, what you like and what you want. That's my job, see. I let you relax and ride on the side of the cutty, baby, chill so good when you're inside. And I know the way you ride is so special. I know you got your own whip, do it on your own. You my mystery, yo, you can have it all. Matter of fact, you gotta own. You don't really need, but you want me, like me, see what I do. Wanna be around AK as I do. Throw my money out like rice, but that don't matter. But you wanna be on the side with nothing but just me, right? And we can ride to the sunset, back to the mall where you missing it all. Throw it in the bag, if you like it, you can have it. But you don't just desire it, you just grab it. Nah, I can take you anywhere I want. Somewhere private where no one else can hear us moan, scream or holler. Girl, I can do things, make you say, oh my love. He's a boy, he's a man. He kicks in it like everywhere he does, he's a man, yes. And then, throw it in the bag, but not that I wanna drop your victim to the floor. And tell me every secret you ever wanna tell me, so you can be so comfortable around me. Just 16, your dot slick, everybody know me. I just wanna get you so alone, all alone, and no window. Disconnect all phones, all I want is you alone. You can be the best, and I can tell you you're the best. Keep my Jimmy Drake on like me, you're the best.
Yeah, the love game is definitely tricky, man. You know, one minute y'all in love, the next minute y'all fighting, arguing, think about breaking the whole thing up. You know what I'm saying? But everything happens for a reason. Sometimes people ain't meant to be together. You just gotta accept it and move on. But I'm still learning, you dig? Trouble in relationships, you got to expect it. If they wanna leave, then you got to accept it. My baby mama showed me the exit. Looking through my phone, she ain't like none of them sexes. Now I'm up in child support court, cause she wanna get revenge for me talking to some exes. I thought we had the perfect love, but that's not enough when you dealing with people with imperfection. I learned my lesson, never settle down if you ain't ready for it or you trying to mess around. But I'm ready now, and I'm looking around for the right one, but she nowhere to be found. Got these ghetto girls running all through the town. I call them Machiavelli, I know they get around. All eyes on me, if love is truly blind, how much you wanna see, you feel me?
Love is in the eye of the beholder. When this love game gets colder, are you staying with me, leaning on my shoulder?
Boy, you be gone telling me you think it's over. If love is a war, are you a soldier? Down to fight for it like you're supposed to. Are you staying with me, leaning on my shoulder? Or will you be gone telling me you think it's over? Women bring confusion, love is a distraction. Baby mama mad and your mom gets attracted. I ain't trying to go backwards to the same chick or have the same reactions to the same shit. Man, I want something new. It's for trying to find a girl who like you for you. Cause they like them dudes, foreign cars they be hopping out. Or they rocking clothes that them hoes can't even pronounce. I'm an average guy with an average bank account. With a big dream, yeah, I'm trying to live it out. If you're riding with me, yeah, you can help me out. If you're gold digging, ain't nothing to talk about. When them lights out, she kissing on my set. Sexy weapon, baby, know that I'ma keep it strapped. When I'm thinking back, my memories old. Love never lasts, I guess that's how it goes.
Love is in the eye of the beholder. When this love, yeah, it gets colder. Are you staying with me, leaning on my shoulder? Or will you be gone telling me you think it's over? If love is a war, are you a soldier? Down to fight for it like you're supposed to. Are you staying with me, leaning on my shoulder? Or will you be gone telling me you think it's over?
Hey, Ruel, hold on, dog. Hey, I got this text real quick. Oh, man. What? Oh, man. Texting after texting? Hey, sex is done, dog.
Nah, me, I'm really getting in the mood. Propositioning you too. Send me pictures in the nude like you a centerfold. Text me in the code. Type in 69, that sounds really cool. Who would have knew that in a few replies that you and I would get a room tonight? When you picking up your phone, you tickle my hormones. Yearning to give you way more than just sore thumbs. Come to Papa, come on over after. You get off of work so I can put it on you proper. You don't have to knock, cuz you can come on in. I'ma show you what my dirty smiley really meant. We can put this in a you and I up in the sky. Reenact everything that we fantasize. No JKing, no LOLing, just a mouthful of pillow for your yelling. I'm telling you that
I feel like texting after texting. I'm hoping that you got my
the longhorn like it's Texas again. The message begins with a textual grin. She wants sex, I reply yes, I'll attend. She's at work so she wants to role play, so I run with it like OJ. Say okay, what you gonna say? I'ma hit it like it's croquet. You can't win if you don't play. And she can bend but she won't break. With a friend it would go great. Press the send button. Then she sent something and it really blew my mind. She said alright, but keep it between you and I. And who am I? She replied, you're my big poppy. Cause I'm strong and a bit stocky, but my Spanish is a bit choppy. She can throw the pitch, she can even throw the switch. She'll know I'm gonna hit.
I feel like texting after texting. I'm hoping that you got my message.
I received all her texts. I proceed to relieve all the stressing. She is indeed in need of a lesson, so I give her the effing. And the screams, baby, please give me a restin'. So I call for a halftime, and I will coach her. Put her knees like a seat on my sofa. Hold her low, bend her over. Then I go deep stroke her. Hit it bare like a polar. Make her bite on her molars. Hit the pause on my motor. Cause I know that I'll fold her. I feel a need in the closer. Crap the door when I coach her. Give a tap on the shoulder. Then a dap when I lower. Close my door and it's over.
I feel like texting after texting. I'm hoping that you got my message.
Baby, baby, baby.
cause we about to get a little dirty. So won't you go and lock all your doors? Knock, knock, let me in. Can we please have a threesome? You were watching my body while she was licking it. You were kissing me while he was dreaming. Till the text in his head to the flesh. He's stuck in coming after me. Let me get up to you. Cause baby, if you just say to me anything for my mess, baby, you blow me away. I'm gonna see you, baby. You're so much more. Anything else is where you can't be.
Road, can we pick up our speed? Cater everything that you might freaking need. Someday you gon' carry my seed. Until then, just be like JSD. Together we just chillin' very, very low key. Under seas, under palm trees, in the one breeze. Yes, I got cheese. Ain't no need for you to work. Let me slide you out that tight shirt. Why don't you slide out that tight freaking skirt? Yeah, she is my lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. Without us, we can't be nothing. Nothing will feel better.
First of all, man, I appreciate everybody tuning in and kicking with me, man, like every night, man, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all make my show what it is, man. So I appreciate all y'all, man, for tuning in every night, man. Shout out to all these artists, man, out here that's working hard, man, that's pushing the music, man, because I ain't doing nothing but just press and play. And y'all out here supporting these artists, man. So for me and all these artists, man, we thank y'all for tuning in, kicking with us, man, and keep supporting us, man, because that's what we're going to do. That's what I'm going to keep doing. I keep supporting y'all on that. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody, man. Y'all already know what it is. Hey, I don't know. Just say Happy Valentine's Day and leave it like that. Because within 24 to 48 hours, it's going to be some problems. I ain't trying to jinx nobody. It's going to be some problems. So I hope y'all get. And whatever y'all do tomorrow, y'all be safe and everything else, and stay protected. Can't trust that enough. No one wants nothing unexpected. Well, hey, y'all know what it is. Y'all grown, so y'all should already know what it is. And just shout out to everybody, man, who support the show, man. Really, shout out to all the artists, man, doing their thing. Shout out to the whole mindset, Knee Deep Entertainment, Dynasty team, everybody out there. Shout out to JS Records, my sister, her whole team. Both of my sisters definitely doing their thing, man. Shout out to my whole fam, man. Keep doing y'all job, man. Shout out to OG Radio, OGNT, who puts up with the kid like Monday through Friday, man. I appreciate y'all because I know y'all, you know what it is, man. definitely, February 25th, man, catch me at the Beauty Bar, 1444 West Chicago Ave, man, from 5 to 9. It's, first annual breast cancer awareness and hip hop party, man, hosted by my man, High Hands. I will be broadcasting live from the event, your boy, Mr. AKA, OG Radio. We're celebrating Miss Nia's birthday and definitely giving people, just acknowledging some people who have, breast cancer survivors and people that have been through the breast cancer thing, people who help people out doing the breast cancer, doing their fight or whatever like that. And that basically, it's a great event. We're giving out hand baskets, gift baskets. It's a $10 donation, man, so it's not really that much. We're doing a raffling off a lot of stuff, man. I'll be asking and answering a lot of questions about breast cancer and about being aware about it and everything like that. So basically, if you're not doing nothing, February 25th, you should really come out to the Beauty Bar, 1444 West Chicago Ave, and definitely come out and support this event. There's going to be a lot of people there, some live performance from a lot of Chicago artists, man. So I just advise everybody to come out, support the event, support, you know what I'm saying, breast cancer and everything else like that. So, need more stuff, so I hope everybody tune in and, you know, check me out. Man, do what you love and love what you do. The rest, take care of yourself, man. I'm your boy, Mr. AK, man. OG Radio, OGNT. I will help you when I get that job. I'll be easing out. And protect yourself. Real talk. I'm out of here, man. Y'all be safe. All right, one.